Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Coach Reed, on behalf of Governor Jay Nixon and all the fans, football fans in the state of Missouri, we'd like to present you with the Governor's Cup in recognition of a great victory tonight. Congratulations to you, Coach.
Appreciate it. We're honored. Honored.
The honor's
honored. Yes.
Congratulations.
All right.
Yep, I am.
Thank you, Coach.
No, I appreciate it. Tell the governor thank you, too.
Yeah,
Thank you. Steve, I know you're a season ticket holder, too, so that's always good. Your wife is the biggest fan. I got it. That's awesome. So we had a couple injuries. First, to start the game, Cummings wasn't able to quite answer the bell. He warmed up and he couldn't do it. And then Martin has a concussion from the kickoff hit. Nunez Rochez has a sprained ankle along with Gordon. So we'll just see how they do here in the next day or two. So it was great, I thought, to get our twos to have an opportunity to play against their ones. It's a great experience for them. And, we did okay. We had a nice turnover there, and then we're able to punch it in. So that was a positive. And then, again, our offense was able to go against their ones, which, I thought was a positive. So all in all, a good night. Are the things we need to work on? Absolutely. Ball security, penalties, and we got to take care of, clean up some of those things. I think Jeff's got a good football team here. He didn't play all of his guys, obviously, and so, but he's done a nice job putting this thing together, and I think they're ready to explode here. So it's a good situation. Time's yours.
Maybe you've got some receivers who have some injuries. What about Chris Conley? What's his ready?
I do. I'll go back and look at the tape, but I've seen a couple of good things these last 2 weeks, and looks like he's improving. He's been banged up a little bit, and he's been able to get back and get some good work in. Played about 81% of snaps last week, and had a pretty good percentage this week. So I think he can help us.
Comfortable, he knows where he's supposed to be at all times, and he can make those adjustments like.
Yeah, he's a smart kid. Comes from a pro style offense, so that I think that helped. I think is he going to continue to grow? Yeah, he's going to continue to grow, but we have confidence in him.
What went into the decision to sign Tyler Bray to that contract extension?
Yeah, well, listen, he's banged up a little bit, but when you have good quarterbacks. You don't want to give those guys up. I mean, that's what you want to keep that position. They're very valuable in this league, as we've seen. And he's a young guy. When he came out of college, he was, if not the youngest, one of the youngest guys in that draft class. So, and we've seen him mature here. I'd like to get him back on the field where he can practice. But that's going to take a little time. But he's healing well, and we felt confident with that.
Hey, an undefeated preseason doesn't mean a whole lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, I mentioned this story. I mean, we're in America, so I mean, you play to win. I mean, if it's ping pong, if it's a hot dog eating contest, I mean, you play to win. So, that's how you go about this business. It's all part of it. So, you'd rather have it this way than the other way. And but it is the preseason. We understand that, and we've got to get ourselves ready for a good Houston team. And so that's the next step.
Zach Bolton tonight, I guess, was doing something he hadn't done before. And I wonder, I know you have to see film, but do you have any notion of how that went for him?
Yeah, last year we started working him in at the center. He'd done it a little bit in practice when he was at Tennessee, and then we moved him in there last year and worked with him. And so we've used him a little bit in there during camp. And I just want to see him. I only wanted to play a half period. And so I wanted to see him at center and get him some work and then get him out of there. But, you know, we know Cush can play there and Mitch. So we wanted to make sure that we were set.
You mentioned this a little bit, but what's the advantage in evaluations of having ones versus twos a little, or two versus ones in your game?
Yeah, well, and they didn't have all their ones. I mean, they were, they sat a few of their guys. But, listen, it might be a little bit faster. Another notch up, knowing the defense or the offense, just because of the number of reps that the ones get. From an execution standpoint. So you get a chance to play against that, you welcome that.
How much different is the next 24 to 48 hours for you to go back and evaluate the state, knowing that there's a lot of decisions that have to be made before Saturday? What is just the process? What do you guys do the next 2 days?
Yeah, well, we'll evaluate as a staff. We'll meet tomorrow afternoon, and then Doris will meet with his guys, and then he comes into the coaches meet, listens to that. And then he goes back and he kind of mulls it all together and puts it together what he wants to do and comes up with a team, right? So the guys that will be with us and we roll with.
Couple more guys. That was a big story league today, was the federal judge overturning the decision against Brady. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't get into all that. I didn't even read about it. I mean, I just they got to deal with what they got to deal with and. I move on. I'm trying to get the football team ready to play. I'm not worried about all that stuff.
Anything else? Yep.
What do you think the Rams have in Nick Foles?
Yeah, well, listen, you're asking one of Nick Foles' biggest fans. So he's smart. He's got good accuracy. He's a big body, big, strong guy. So, and he's young. I mean, this is he's going nowhere but up here. So and he's surrounded with good coaches and good skilled players. So I think he'll do fine. He's got to get back into the system and just a matter of time playing. So.
Go ahead, BJ. The undefeated preseason, you talked about the depth and everybody that John Dorsey's brought in. Just how much difficult is the decision going to be? Are the decisions going to be?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we say that to the guys that first day at camp. We tell them, hey, make this as hard as you possibly can on Doris and myself. And I think that's what they've done. They've given everything they've got. And Doris has done, and his guys have done a phenomenal job of bringing that competition in here. So, I mean, my hat's off to them. They're the ones out beating the bushes and making sure that they draft and then – free agent, all those things, all the different avenues that you've gotten to bring players here to create this competition. He's done a very good job of that.